You're listening to Greater LA from KCRW. I'm Steve Chiatakis. They're the unofficial backyard of Los Angeles, a popular and accessible place for you to hike and swim and enjoy the great outdoors. But unfortunately, all those visitors to the San Gabriel Mountains have started to take a toll on the local ecosystem as trash piles up at some of its most popular locations. Thankfully, there's a group trying to help.
You know, my mother used to say, always look for the helpers. Anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy.
Oh, baby, how do you
Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
For years, members of the Canyon City Environmental Project have been working to clean up and maintain LA's largest public open space. And now, as lawmakers consider expanding that monument, they're asking the government to put more resources into doing the same. Nathan Nunez is founder of the project, and he's here to tell us more. Nathan, welcome.
Thank you for having me on.
As I mentioned at the top, we're talking about LA's backyard. And when you go there on the ground at the micro level, right, you see a lot of trash and things like that. And you guys are really trying to fix it and clean it up. How did you get started doing that?
Correct. Well, you know, Canyon City itself started back in 2017, 2018, when I was a freshman sophomore at college at Azusa Pacific University. And the sole purpose of Canyon City was to go up there and do the simplest. And I feel it's the simplest way to get back to land, right? To go pick up trash from other people. And that's how Canyon City started. So I brought together a group of, you know, many different diverse backgrounds, and we went up there and we started picking up trash. And it doesn't matter, you know, which political side you're on, you know, what are your religious values, you know, whatever it might be. We're going up there to protect the land, to pick up the trash, but also too to bring awareness to these longstanding issues in the San Gabriel Mountains.
And it's been publicized for sure. I know the LA Times did this big spread on how there were these huge garbage pileups, particularly around the East Fork of the San Gabriel River. And recently, because of some of these issues, and I couldn't believe this, Photers actually put the entire San Gabriel Mountains National Monument on its no list, asking people not to go there. I wonder why it's gotten so bad over the years.
I think you have to look at LA County, greater LA as a whole. We lack open green space within our urban dense areas, within our cities, within our neighborhoods. So people are looking for ways to get out into nature. And if a video goes viral on TikTok or Instagram about a place in the East Fork of the San Gabriel Mountains, they'll see that. So people want to go up there and be in nature, but they want to access the river. You see the peak months of where people are going up, and it's in the summer, the spring, and the fall, specifically in the summer. So people are going up there for water, to get away from the concrete jungle, to experience nature. And then in addition to that, the other issues that we have is that the U.S. Forest Service itself, the Angeles National Forest, does not have the funding to be able to manage these areas with the volumes that they're receiving. The Angeles National Forest's funding in 2023 is a little over $6 million. That's not enough to be able to manage an area that sees 4.59 million visitors per year.
You mentioned that they don't have the resources, the federal government, you know, in trying to make sure that these places are cleaned up. And in the middle of my brain, I keep thinking, well, if there's so much trash, I wonder if there are receptacles there, like, you know, trash cans. But then it's like, if those get filled up, those need to be emptied and all of that. Is that the problem? I mean, yes, it's money, of course. But even if you tried to put like garbage cans along the trail to get people right to do that, you still have to empty those garbage cans and take out the trash.
Right. Well, you know, it comes down to infrastructure too, right? If there's so many people in a given area, the land itself can only hold so many people. So the bottom line is there's just too many people in the East Fork. So there has to be a management plan that does control the number of people. So, you know, trash receptacles, yes, of course, you know, we need more of those. But at the same time, if those trash receptacles are vandalized within a day of them being restored, right, or them being put there, then you still have the same issue. So it comes down to, how are they enforcing laws within these areas? How are they managing this area? What's the carrying capacity of this area? And do they have the funding to be able to do all of what I just mentioned?
How much trash do you all pick up and take out? I mean, is there a number that, you know, we can try and wrap our heads around?
Well, unfortunately, the trash was so bad this past June, July, August, that we weren't able to record the number of the pounds we were pulling out because it was just so much. But we have a rough estimate because we did a cleanup in late August that filled up a whole roll-off dumpster that the U.S. Forest Service put up there. And those are anywhere from 6,000 to 8,000 pounds. So on one cleanup in 3 hours with 50 volunteers, we filled up the whole roll-off dumpster. And these are these long dumpsters, metal dumpsters, and they can carry 6,000 to 8,000 pounds.
That's insane.
When we're pulling 6,000 to 8,000 pounds of trash out with 50 volunteers who are with us, doing this good work, and they're emotionally taxed, drained. I have Forest Service employees crying, saying that they don't know what to do. They feel overwhelmed. Something needs to change. That's why I made Voters List. There's a much bigger story behind it.
And how can more people help? Assuming, of course, more people to be able to clean this stuff up will help.
Right. I think the best way is, you know, of course, I can plug my organization's Instagram and some of the other organizations who are doing the good work, right? But I also want to say that people need to let our politicians know that it's important that they address these longstanding issues. If you want a monument expansion, then you need to address these other issues with it. We need to support the Forest Service so they can have a carrying capacity, so they can better manage these areas. The people itself, we can put 100 volunteers up there, and I've had a cleanup with 80 volunteers, and we cleaned up a lot. But again, that was 4 years ago, and it's not sustainable. So I would love people to come follow Canyon City EP on Instagram or East Forks Golden Preservation and come support the work that we do. But I see a future where we don't have to do these cleanups as often because there's a bigger issue that needs to be addressed here.
Nathan Nunez, founder of the Canyon City Environmental Project, working to clean up the San Gabriel Mountains, one trash pile at a time. You can find out more information on how to get involved at our website, kcrw.com/GLA. Nathan, thank you for all your work and to your organization as well, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much. You as well.